Okay, so today's daf is Erevin daf Gimel. We're on the very last line of daf of Erevin daf Beis Amud Beis, where we initially thought in yesterday's daf that we had this debate between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda about the definition of a Pesach, of an opening for a Mavoi, which is sufficient so that you can put a crossbeam, a Korah on top, in order to allow you to carry in the Mavoi. So it seemed that the Chachamim followed the model of the Heichal, but then we finish sort of the Gemara by saying not so fast, because it seems that even if the opening was more than 10 tefachim wide, you can still make a Tsuras HaPesach, and you can make this frame, and that would be sufficient to deal this. That would be sufficient in order to deal with the opening. So obviously, so Rav himself, who learns the idea of a Pesach from the Heichal, will say that the Tzuras HaPesach does not work if it's more than 10 Amos, because he holds that it has to be mimic the Heichal, but not necessarily, the Mishnah may not hold like that. That's where we got to. So the Gemara says, Ela Me'ata, but I have another question. That according to the Chum, who learned that the dimensions of the Pesach are modeled after the opening of the Heichal, lo teheni le amaltera. Should let's say you have a mavoi that is higher than 20 amos, so you shouldn't be allowed to say it's kosher if you have an amaltera. That's something which is recognizable, something which you can see, something which is unusual to catch your eye. So the Heichal Amaltera Habyale, because the Heichal had an Amaltera, we'll see what that was in a bit, but Filu Hachi Esrim Ama Hu De Gavoa, and nevertheless, it was only 20 Amos high and not higher. And the Gemara wants to demonstrate that the Heichal did have this Amaltera, this eye-catching, I don't know, sight, did not. Chamesh Amalteril Shalmela. There were, in Mesechus Midos, it says that there were five Amalteros made of, I think it's cedar wood, I think. Hayu Al Gabav, on the opening of the Ulam, that's the antechamber. Zula Mala Mizuva, Zula Mala Mizuva, one on top of the other. So the presumption is that at this stage, that if there were Amalteros on top of the opening of the Ulam, presumably that was the case also by the Heichal. Gemara says, Vahai mai tiyuvta. Is this really a question? Dilma ki tanya hi da maltros ba ulam tanya. Maybe the maltros were only, these eye-catching sights were only on top of the Ulam. And the Gemara says, no. Vahai mai kusha dilma tavnis Heichal katavnis Ulam. The Gemara says, no, whatever the structure of the Heichal, the structure of the Heichal was similar to the structure of the Ulam. It's a little strange. The word says Dilma. Maybe it seems that some of the Mefarshim say it's not just Dilma. That was the case. So the assumption here is based on the Mishnah that there were these Amalteros, these eye catching sights on top of the Heichal, and yet it was only 20 Amos high. So we're going to finish the question on Rav. So then now we said, Alama Amar Rav, Ila Amar Rav. So why does Rav Ila say the name of Rav? Rechava Arba'a, Afal Pi, that when it comes to Korah, he looked a few halachos, that a beam, if it's five, the beam is four tfachim wide, Afal Pi Sheina Bria, even though it's not so strong to be able to hold a brick, then it's still Kshera. Okay, so in other words, the Korah, the cross beam on top, to serve as a heker, as a distinction, has to be a minimum of four tefachim wide. V'imeish la amaltera filu gavoa yosem asri mama ein tzarech lamayit. And if the beam has an amaltera, then this kind of eye-catching sight, even if the beam is higher than 20 amos, you don't need to shorten it. So what do we see from here? That Rav holds that if you have an amaltera, it could be higher than 20 amos. But how can that be if we learn it from the Heichal and the Heichal was only 20 amos? So the Gemara is going to explain it's not a stira, it's not a contradiction. Some Rav Yosef, amaltera masnisahi. Now, this halacha that the Rav brought, that a maltara helps, that this eye-catching sight helps to make the to allow you to use a crossbeam if the height of the Pesach is higher than 20 amos. So that is not Rav's position, but that is a brisa. Man katarila, who taught this brisa? Amar Abaye, baha chama brei de Rava bar avua katarila. So he says, Abaye says, yeah, but the chama brei de Rava bar avua taught this brisa, so it's not a mistaken brisa. And but now we're going to go back and ask on Rav, the heavy amaltra masnisa. So what? So even if the halacha of the maltra is a brisa, so v'tikshe the rav, it's still a question on rav, because again, rav holds that you have to learn the dimensions of the opening, the Pesach, from the Heichal, and it seems that it seems though that we hold that if it's higher than 20 amos from the brisa, then a maltra works. So amar lach rav would respond to you, dal ara mehacha, so take me out of here, meaning even if I didn't say that the Chum learned from the Pesach of the Heichal, the opening of the Heichal, Mas Niyasa Milo Kasher Adadi, and don't the Brises contradict themselves in any case? Like, forget about me for a second. The Brises themselves contradict each other. Because we have a Brisa which says that if a Mavo is higher than 20 Amos, we saw in yesterday's Daf, that if the Mavo is higher than 20 Amos, then you should shrink it. So it's very clear that you have to that they learn it from the Heichal. And the other brisa says that a mantra helps. So Rav says, why are you asking on me? We have two conflicting brises. Ella Maya is lach lemeimar Tanaihi. He says, so obviously what must you say? This is actually a machlokas Tanaim. Do you say that the dimensions of the Pesach for the Mavoi happy pattern exactly like the Heichal? That's one brisa. Or another brisa which says no, not necessarily. So that's a machlokas tanaim. So the dinami tanaihi. So I also hold some machlokas tanaim, and I hold that the chachamim learn exactly from the opening of the heichal. By the way, if we have combining yesterday's daf with today's daf, so we have here is we have two examples so far where we find that it's not exactly patterned after the heichal according to the chachamim. Potentially, number one is that the Tzuras HaPesach, even you can use the Tzuras HaPesach, even if it's higher than, even if it's wider than 10 amos. And then the second thing we learned this morning, which is in today's daf and daf gimel, that if there's an amaltera, something that makes you can look at it, something not something that's eye catching. So that's even if it's higher than 20 amos. So the Gemara is now going to reject this proof that it's a machlokas tanoim. From Nachum Bar Yitzchak Omar below Rav Masniyasa Dali Lo Kasha. No, he says maybe it's not a question from the Brisos without Rav. L'Rabbanan Kora Taima Ma'ay Mishum Hekera. V'Haydi Katari Yosef Yipischol Shel Heichal Simana Ba'alma. So now Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak wants to say that totally rejecting Rav's position. He says really the Rabbanan hold. What's the purpose why you have to have a crossbeam in a mavoi? In order to permit you to carry in the mavoi, that is, the people will see it, and until 20 amos, you can see it. If something's so high up, then you can't see it anymore. So up to 20 amos, people typically see it. Ah, but remember the Braisa first said that Yosir mipisul shel heichal, that if it's higher than 20 amos, i.e., if it's higher than the opening of the heichal, it's not telling you like what Rav wanted to say. That the opening of the that the opening is that the opening is the is has to do with the has to be patterned after the Heichal. Rather, it's simana ba'alma. It's simply a sign. It's simply a siman that to remind you that I want to tell you that how high can the how high can the the mavoi be. So the same height as the Heichal, just to remind you, it's not telling you learn it from the Heichal, but it's telling you that it's for you to remember the height of a Mavoi, the same height as the Heichal. Okay? So obviously we're doing an about face from Daf Beis, which seemed to say the Machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, are you pattern after the Chachamim? Are you pattern after the Chachamim? Are you pattern after the Heichal or the Ulam? So now it seems like we're rejecting that. Now, the Gemara wants to say, Rav Nachman, at least according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hanicha, he lo sfira leha de rabba. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's position makes sense if he's not, doesn't hold like Rabba above, and we'll see in a second, or how, I'm not above in a bit. If you hold like Rabba, double Rabba, because Rabba says what? Ksiv, Lamanyedi that the Torah says that the purpose of Sukkah is so that the generations will know that I put Bnei Yisrael in Sukkos, right? There's a debate. Does it mean that the Bnei Yisrael lived in huts themselves? Is it Bnei Yisrael lived in huts themselves? Sukkos Mamash, that's Rabbi Akiva, at least one version. And Rabbi Lezer holds that the purpose of Sukkah is the Anana Kavod, the cloud of glory. So the Gemara, based on this pasuk, learns that Esri Mama Adam Yoshev Shehu Yodea Shehu Darba Sukkah Lamalam Esri Mama Ein Adam Yodea Mishum Delo Shalta Be'ena. So by Sukkah, the halacha is true as well, that up to 20 amos, up to 20, that the schach can't be higher than 20 amos, because up to 20 amos, you can see that there's schach. But higher than 20 amos, you cannot see that there is schach. So it's also for a heker reason, a point, when it comes to sukkah. So Alma, Gabi Sukkah, Nami Beheker, Pligi. So Rabbi understands, I'm saying Rabbi understands the, again, the Chachamim of Yehuda also argue when it comes to sukkah. When it comes to sukkah, the Chachamim hold that the schach can't be higher than 20 amos, but Rabbi Yehuda holds it could be higher than 20 amos, and that's based on heker. So the Gemara says, "I plugi betarti lamali." Why does the Tana need to tell us that they argue both by Mavoi and Sukkah? It should have told it. It would have been sufficient if they would argue one place, and you would learn the second place from the first place. So the fact that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak explicitly says that the debate between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is based on Heker, or that the Chachamim say you can only go up to 20 amos when it comes to Mavoi is based on Heker. If that's the same reason as their debate when it comes to Sukkah, so then why mention it in both places? Only mention it one place, and you'd learn the reason from one place to the next. So Gemara says, not necessarily. Tzricha, maybe the Tana needs to tell us that they argue in both places. Why? Yashmi'inan gabei Sukkah v'ha kamar v'yehuda kemen l'shiva v'ida shalta be'ena. That, by, maybe by Sukkah, yeah, that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that higher than 20 amos you can have the schach. Why? Because since a person is sitting down when he is sitting in a sukkah, so he's going to look up, he's going to see the schach, even if it's higher than 20 amos. Of a mobo dilahilach of it, but you're not sitting down when it comes to mobi. It's an alleyway. You're walking back and forth. You're walking. So ema modilahu l'rabbanu. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the highest can be is 20 amos. When you're sitting down, in case you look up, you look to see the stars. So you'll see schach that's higher than 20 amos. But maybe my mavoi, it's not the case. And therefore, had we not said that Rabbi Yehuda argues by mavoi, you would have thought that maybe they agreed to the rabbanon that the highest that the mavoi can be for you to put a cross beam is 20 amos. The yashmin and bahad had we only mentioned their debate when it comes to mavoi. Then Bahag call me Rabbana. Then only in the case of the Mavoi, the cross beam, the Korah for the Mavoi, then there Rabbana would say that it's not recognizable higher than 20 amos because the Mavoi is made for walking. But with Sukkah, I would say that they agree to Rabbi Yehuda. Sricha, so therefore we need to mention both that they argue both in the cases of Mavoi and in the case of Sukkah. Now, I know we've been waiting with bated breath. What is an amaltera? Okay. The Gemara is asking now, my amaltera, what is this amaltera, this eye-catching object that you would look at even if it's higher than 20 amos, where we have a brisa which says that if you have an amaltera, then even higher than 20 amos, you can put the crossbeam. Rav Chama b'reid de rabbar abua amar, kinei. It refers to a bird's nest. So I think it's like not clear. Like I think there are different explanations as to what this means. Does this actually mean that the Rabbeinu Chananel says it actually means that there actually is a bird's nest? And that's what the Meiri writes. But I think that other Mefarshim want to say that there is, the Rambam said it's like a drawing, there are drawings of birds, of a bird's nest, like engraved, you know, in the crossbeam. So people look at it. So it's eye-catching. And we hold, the Shulchan Aruch holds, it's not just the bird's nest, or it's any drawing that people will look at. And the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Chav Vav, explains that it's really any picture that's eye-catching. Okay, so that's one opinion. Kiasa Rav Dimi Amar Amri B'Marava Piskei Da'arisa. Rav Dimi said, when he came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they say, what's a maltara? That's, I guess, these are like long pieces of cedar wood. They're eye-catching because they're very long, because of their length, so therefore they're also recognizable. So the Gemara clarifies, Manda Amar Piskei Da'arisa Kol Shekein Kine. So if you hold that a maltara refers to the cedar, the long cedar pieces, so certainly the bird nests, they also work, because they will certainly, in other words, the birds' nest, the pictures of the birds engraved in the crossbeam are more eye catching than the cedar pieces. But Manda Amar Kine, but if you hold that the mantra has to be the bird's nest, then Aval Piske Da'arza, but the pieces of cedar wood low, they would not be Machshir or Kora above 20 Amos. Now, the Gemara asks, Manda Amar Piske Da'arza, according to the opinion who holds, the mantra refers to pieces of cedar wood that are protruding from the wall. My Taima, why do they help? Mishum de Nafish Mashche, because they're very long. And because they're very long, they're eye-catching. V'ha-sukkah d'nafish mashche. Yeah, but isn't a sukkah itself very long? V'kabi rabbanon d'lo, and the rabbanon hold that if it's 120 hours, it doesn't work. Ela kevin d'kachashiv, since pieces of cedar wood are very chashiv, then istai kala. So therefore, because they're very chashiv, very important, so people know about them, and therefore they're recognizable, and you will see it. You say, oh, check out that crossbeam. Like people know about, oh, wow, you check out that crossbeam. Or there are these wooden planks near the crossbeam, these cedar wood. So then people are going to look up and see the crossbeam, or they're going to say, see the cedar piece of cedar wood on the top of the wall there. So then they're going to look up and see the crossbeam as well. Now we learned above that the Chachamim hold that the korah, the crossbeam of the mova and the schach of the sukkah that are very high are pasul. Now we want to know, according to the Chachamim, what if some of the korah or some of the schach is above 20 amos and some is below? That's the question now. Miksas korah besoch esru, miksas korah labal b'esru. Let's see if some of the crossbeam is within 20 amos and some is above 20 amos. And also miksas schach besoch esru, miksas schach labal b'esru. Some of the schach is within 20 amos and some is above 20 amos. Amar Rabba says, b'mavoy kasher, in a mavoy it's kasher, and besukkah pasul, and besukkah it's pasul. So now the Gemara is going to ask, Maishna the mavoy the kasher. Why do we learn that by a mavoy it's kasher? So it seems it's damrid and kalosh. It seems that we're going to say that the part of the crossbeam that's above 20 amos, it's as if it's non-existent because that doesn't work. And then now you only have the part that's within the 20 amos, and therefore it's kasher. Yeah, but sukkah nami lema klosh. So also with the sukkah, just say the top part of the sukkah that's above 20 abos, the top part of the schach that's above 20 abos, remove that, and then the sukkah will be kosher with the schach that's within the 20 abos. Gemara says, e kalash, if you remove the schach, the top schach, if you view the top schach as removed, hab yalach hamasim uva mitzilasa, then you're not going to have enough schach so that the shade is more than the sun. You have to have enough schach so that there's more shade than sun. And if you remove it, there's not going to be, and therefore it will be pasul. And that's why by the sukkah's pasul, the mavoy is kosher. The Gemara says that's not a good reason. Hacha nami, by the korah, the crossbeam on top of the mavoy, you should also invalidate it for this reason. Why? Because e kolshat hav yalok korah hanitelis baruach. You can have, if you remove the top part of the crossbeam, you're going to have a very small and flimsy remainder of the crossbeam, and that won't be able to stand in a ruach mitsuya, in a normal wind. And if a crossbeam cannot stand in a normal wind, so then it is not valid. Ella al korchach, you must say that what nasu kishpurim shamatechas, you pretend that whatever is left in the crossbeam that's within the 20 amos is like these spits of metal. So, therefore, we pretend that they're strong enough, even though in reality they may not be strong enough. So in other words, what we're saying is part is within 20 amos, part is above 20 amos. We imagine that the part above 20 amos doesn't exist, and the part below is stronger. So also imagine with the schach also that whatever is within 20 amos is enough for the shade to cover more of the shade. So we're still left with the question of what's the difference between a mavoi and a sukkah, whereby a mavoi, if part within 20 amos and part above, it is kasher, and by the sukkah it's pasul. So Omar Rava Mipar Zakia. So Rav Mipar Zakia says that really we should kasher both a mavoi and a sukkah. So why make a distinction? Sukkah d'liyachid hi. Sukkah is made for the use of an individual. Lo mitkar. He's not going to focus on the heksher of the sukkah, and therefore if part of the schach is lower than 20 and part of it is above 20, we are concerned that maybe some of the schach that's below 20 amos will be removed for some reason, will blow away, and only the schach on top will remain. And he's not going to focus and think, he's not going to think that only the schach above 20 amos remains, which is a problem, and therefore the sukkah would be puzzled. But mavoi to the rabbin, but the mavoi serves the masses. Mit mat pre'adadi, so one will remind the second one. And if they see that the beam, the bottom part of the beam is sort of beginning to rot, and all you're left is the top part, which is higher than 20 amos, they will fix it. Ravina Maravina gives a different reason. That sukkah d'orai, sechmir bo'rabban, since sukkah is a Torah mitzvah, so the rabbis are more stringent with it. And mavoi midrabban, mavoi is the prohibition of carrying in a mavoi is only a rabbinic. Right, because it's not a Rishus HaRabim, Doraisa. It's not a Torah, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. It's an alleyway, it's not the public thoroughfare. So Lo Achmir BeRabbanan, so the Rabbanan were not strict with it, and they allowed it even if part of the Korah, part of the beam, is above 20 Amos. Ravada Bar Masna, Masne Lahoshmaita, the Rabbi Ibcha, Ravada Bar Masna learnt or taught this teaching of Rabbah in the opposite way. That what Amar Rabba b'mavoi pasul b'sukkah k'sheira, just the opposite, that we are more strict by a mavoi than a sukkah, that a mavoi is pasul and a sukkah is k'sheira. Gemara, now we're going to sort of ask the question and bring logic, sort of just the opposite as what we just did before. So ma'ishna sukkah k'sheira, why you say the sukkah is kasher? Ah, maybe it's because of mina kolosh, because you're going to say that the schach on top is as if it's not, it's removed, and the sukkah below is kasher. Yeah, mavoi namalei maklosh. You also say that by mavoi, he kolasha v'le kardi talas baruch. Yeah, but if you remove the top part of the beam, then you're going to have a weak remainder part of the beam, and that will blow away. Ah, but hachanami he kolash havelei chamasim umisilasa. Yeah, but by the sukkah also, if you remove the top part, you're going to have the sun. You're not going to have enough schach. So the sun will be greater than the shade. Ella, what must you say? Al korachak nasi silasa umichamasa. What do we do in this case? Obviously, the sukkah is kosher if part is above, part is below, because you imagine that even if you move the part above, that the remainder part, the shade is more than the sun. We say the same thing. Say that even though you're moving the top part, the bottom part, we assume that it's like this spits of iron, which are strong enough and are not do not blow away in a ruach mitzuyah. Amar Rava mi Parzakia sukkah d'liyachid hu. So Rava mi Parzakia says, you're right, they both should be kosher, but since a sukkah is made for an individual, and he knows that that's all up to him, then Rami anafshe umitkar. He's always going to focus to see
is the schach rotting or not? But mavoi de la rabim hi samcha adali v'lamitrei. What happens to mavoi? It's a lot of people use the mavoi, and so I'm going to say he's going to watch to see if the bottom part rots. And another one's going to say that he's going to see, right? It's like, you know, it's like when you tell a bunch of people ask two or three people, can you please do this? So everyone's going to say, yeah, the other guy's going to do it, right? So he's saying that. So it's interesting. The first opinion we saw before was that, if it's a mavoi, that many people are using the mavoi, so many people will watch it to make sure there's not a problem. This second opinion is saying that if many people, it's their job to that many people are around, no one's going to watch it. If I know that's only up to me to make sure that the dimensions are fine, so then I'm going to watch it. Like the sukkah, that's the second opinion. But a mavi, which is the rabbim, then people are not going to watch out to see if the bottom part rots. The amri enchi kedera de beishutve, a pot of two partners. Lo chamima v'lo kavira, is not hot and not cold. Meaning that even if two people want that the pot should be hot or cold, they're not going to pay any attention. So they're going to think the other guy is paying attention. That's an important psychological point. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, sukkah doraisa lo boy chizuk. Since the mitzvah of sukkah is doraisa and everyone's careful for it, so the rabbis don't need to strengthen the halacha. So therefore, they didn't make a gzeira that if parts below and parts above, they didn't make a gzeira on that case. But mavoi drabanan, but mavoi is only drabanan, and people aren't so particular about it. So then it's boy chizuk. So therefore, you need to strengthen it. And therefore, they said if parts below, parts above. So therefore, it's no good. Again, that's an interesting question. Now, sometimes we think that if a mitzvah is deoraisa, the rabbis will be more strict with it. Sometimes, because a mitzvah is drabanan, people don't take the mitzvah that seriously, and therefore the rabbis have to put an additional stricture as opposed to a mitzvah that is a deoraisa. That's Ravina's point, where he said that in this context, that's why with sukkah, it's kasher, if parts below, parts above, and mavoi, it's not kasher. Bottom line, what's the halacha? The Gemara asks, my havei Allah, what's the halacha? Does it work? Does it not work? Rav bar Rav Ula Amar Zev Zev Pasul. It's both by sukkah and mavoi, it's pasul. Rav Amar Zev Zev Kasher. Both by mavoi and sukkah, if parts below 20 ounces and parts above, then it is kasher. And then, So we have this machlokes, bottom line, between Rava and Rava bar Rav Ula. Rava's position, by the way, is cited by the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, that if part is below, part is above, it is kosher. Now Rava's going to explain his reason. Chalal sukkah tanan, chalal mavoi tanan. When we learned the shear, the amount, the dimensions of 20 amos with the height of the schach and the crossbeam, the intent is on the Mishnah said, is on the space of the sukkah and the space of the mavoi, that they shouldn't be more than 20 amos. But the beam itself and the schach itself, they can be at the edge of the 20 amos and above. So they're certainly, and then certainly, if part of the beam is within the 20 amos, they're kosher. Because the Mishnah says, halal, the space, that's the point. Amaleva Papa Larava, Tanya de Messiah, I have a brisa that supports your position. Mavoi Shugov Measimama, Mavoi, that's higher than 20 amos. Yo semi pischal shel heichal, that's higher than the opening of the heichal, yemait, you should lower the opening in order to be machshir, to make it kosher. Heichal gufo chalolo esim. And the heichal itself, the space of the heichal was 20 amos. And therefore you learn that as long as the crossbeam, the korah, is and under the korah is 20 amos, so then it's fine. Certainly then, if part of the crossbeam is above and part of it's below 20 amos, then that should certainly be fine. The Gemara is now going to ask on Rava's opinion, which says that both are kosher. Esve, Rav Shimon bar Rav Ashi, the Rav Papa. So Rav Shimon bar Rav Ashi asked Rav Papa from the following brisa. Ketzad ha'ya osa, how a mub with its 120 amos, how do you make it kosher? Meniach kor misfas esrim l'mata. You place a crossbeam from the edge of 20 amos and below. So there it seems that the that it has to be that it all has to be from, which is lamata, from within the 20 amos. But if you did it lamala, if you did the sfas esrim ama ulamala, then it's possible. If you make it on the top edge, then it would be possible, even if the space, the airspace, is not 20 amos. So Gemara says, no, don't read the brisa like that. Ema ulamala. Read it, say that ulamala, that you should place the crossbeam from the edge of 20 amos and above. Okay, so the Gemara says, v'hola mata katani. Doesn't it say lamata? Doesn't say lamala. So the Gemara says, hakamash balan, dilamata kilamala. That what is below is like above. So what does that mean exactly? Ma lamala chalola esrim, just like the halacha is, that the mavoi cannot be higher than 20 amos. That refers to the airspace of the mavoi and not the crossbeam. And if the crossbeam is found within the edge of the 20 amos, it's still kosher. Af lamata chalola asara. So also lamata, below the airspace, is 10. What does that mean? So the shear is 10 tfachim with the airspace of the mavoi, meaning what? That the mavoi, this airspace of the mavoi, cannot be lower than 10 tfachim, meaning what? That you have to put the crossbeam above 10 tfachim. But if you placed the crossbeam within lower than 10 tfachim, it is pasul. The mavoi is invalid. Even if part is below the 10 tfachim, part is above, because if part is below the 10 tfachim, it's not called the mavoi. So in other words, the explanation of the brisa is the following, that you place the beam, right, you place, meniach kor misfas esrim, means that it's 20 amos, up to 20 amos. And then lamata means, and the same halacha that we apply lamala, we apply lamata. Meaning what? That the minimum is 10 tfachim of where the crossbeam has to be, the height of the crossbeam. The maximum is 20 amos. And these minimums and maximums mean the space. You need a minimum of airspace of 10 tfachim and a maximum airspace of 20 amos. Now, the rest of the daf is going to be discussing the following question. What is the dimension of an amma? How much is an amma? So an amma is either, the Gemara, according to the Gemara, it's either 5 tfachim or 6 tfachim. Omar Abaye, Mishmei de Rab Nachman, Amas Sukkah va'amas Mavoi va'amma bas chamisha. The amma of it that said when it comes to a sukkah, Or the amma, what it says when it comes to a mavoi, is 5 tfachim. And amas kilayim, when it talks about kilayim, so then it's ba'amma bas shisha. It has to be 6 tfachim. Literally speaking, by the way, an amma, that's the distance between, I believe it's the middle finger and the elbow with an average person. In other words, if you were to put your hand straight up and you go from the top of the middle finger all the way to the elbow, that is in amma. And there's a debate as to whether it's 5 tfachim or it is 6 tfachim. It seems that we're saying when it comes to mavoi and sukkah, since there's the debate when it comes to mavoi and sukkah, we treat it in amma as 5 tfachim, and when it comes to kilayim, it is 6 tfachim. It seems on the surface at this point that everyone agrees the definition of a tefach, and it seems to be only a debate as to what the real size of an amma is. That's what it seems like. So the Gemara wants to say amas mavoi ba'amma bas chamisha l'may helchasa. So what's the practical difference? What halachos do we say that an amma is 5 tfachim? Where we find the halacha of ama when it comes to mavoi. So number one is legova, ula pirtas mavoi. So this is what we already learned, that when they say the height can't be higher than 20 amos, so there we're using smaller amos, only of 5 tfachim, and also a pirtza, a breach, where we're saying that if the breach is the opening is more than 10 amos, if the opening is more than 10 amos, then it's not a pesach, it's a pirtza, and you can't carry within the mavoi, and there we're strict. And therefore, and in those instances, we're strict, and we say that an amma is 5 tefachim. The Gemara says, but wait a second, ha'ika meshach mavoi ba'arba amos de l'kula. Yeah, but there is there is an aspect of mavoi where we are lenient. What's that? So when it comes to the length of the mavoi, that a mavoi that is 4 amos, only a mavoi that is at least 4 amos long, you can make it kosher, you can carry with it, within it, with a lechi and a koreh. So there, if we measure this shear with smaller amos, then we're going to be lenient, because the mavoi is going to be kosher, even if the alleyway is shorter, if it's 5 tefachim. So therefore, if by the length of how long a mavoi should be, so then if we say it's only 5 tefachim, we're going to be more lenient. So you should be strict. But at the end of the day, we want to be strict. So then we should say that the length of a mavoi is 4 amos. We should use the 6 tefach amos. And why does Rav Nachman say that all laws of mavoi, we use the smaller amos? So the Gemara says, Kamanda Amar be'arba tefachim. So the Gemara says, he holds like Rav Yosef, who holds that the length of a mavoi is 4 tfachim, not 4 amos. So therefore, we don't have any instance where a 5 tefach ama would produce a leniency in the laws of mavoi. Iboy seima ba'arba amos rov amos kamar. Or another option, another possibility, you can say that no, really, the length of a mavoi is 4 amos. And indeed, Rav Nachman in this case would say we should be strict and say here, measure the amos as 6 tefachim and not 5. And when Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and Rav Nachman says that when we're measuring an amma with regard to the halachos of mavoi, we're talking about the majority of halachos with respect to a mavoi. Now we're going to do the same thing when it comes to sukkah and kilayim. The Gemara asked, "Amas sukkah ba'ama bas chamisha l'may hilchusa." The halacha that by an ama of a sukkah we measure an ama of 5 tefachim with regard to which halachos of sukkah we strict and measure it with 5 tefachim. Legova, number one, is for the height, up to 20 amos, and also dofen akuma. Dofen akuma is that let's say you have a wall and then you have an overhang. So the overhang, okay, and so in the overhang can be up to 4 amos. So you have the height and then the overhang. I have that in my house where we have our sukkahs on our deck, and we have, there's like the gutter where the roof is. So you can't sit under that overhang, because that's, we treat it, the area under the overhang is viewed as like a crooked wall. Dofen akuma, a crooked wall. So you have to have the schach has to be, like the schach that's on top, have to be right next to where the wall is. You can't have a break between the wall of the sukkah and the schach. But let's say you have the wall of the sukkah and then a little bit of an overhang, and then you put the schach right next to it. If the overhang is less than 4 amos, so then you can place the schach right next to it. It's called a crooked wall. So there, as long as it's less than 4 amos, then it's kosher. So again, we're using a 5 tefach, measurement, amma measurement. The Gemara asks, v'ho'ika meshach sukkah ba'arba amos tilakula, but don't we hold regarding the length and the width of the sukkah, it has to be, according to Rebbe, has to be 4 by 4 amos. And here, if we follow the 5 tefach amma, we're going to end up with a leniency. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Kol sukkah shein ba arba amos arba amos psula. Any sukkah that's not 4x4 amos is possible. It's invalid. So Gemara says ki rabbanon. So right, Rav Nachman held like rabbanon. Damri afilu ena machzekas ella rosh of rubo b'shulchano. He says, you know, it doesn't need to be 4x4 amos, but it needs to be enough to the sukkah needs to, the minimum size, not 4x4 amos. It needs to be large enough to hold your head and the majority of your body and your table, which is 7x7 tfachin. So what would emerge then is that we don't have any ama measurements of sukkah, which would produce a leniency if we would say that it would be that an ama is 5 tfachin. Ibar same lo and Rebbe, or you can say no, Rav Nachman does hold like Rebbe, and Rov Amos Kamar, and the same answer we gave before, that when we say that Rav Nachman says that we follow the five tefach measurement for an amma, so there we're talking about in most halachos of sukkah, but in some we will do the six tefach if it's to be strict. And now the final case of the daf, the final amma measurement of the daf is amas kilayim. So there we measure ba'ama ba'shisha. There we're measuring it in amma of 6 tefachim. L'chumra, to be stringent. L'mai hilchasa. So what's the practical halach ramifications for this? So there it's l'karachas hakerem u'lemachol hakerem. We measure it an amma of 6 tefachim for the bald spot of a vineyard. And I guess the edge by a machol is an opening, a place of it's sort of there's a fence by the end of the kerem. Just a brief introduction, a 30-second introduction, that what's hilchos kilay kerem? So you can't plant seeds next to a vineyard unless you distance the seeds from the kerem of 4 amos, and within a vineyard itself. You cannot plant, even if you distance the seeds 4 amos. But there are some instances where you're allowed to plant seeds in the borders of a vineyard, and that's still considered like it's still permitted. It's not kilay kerem, and did not, because we learned in Mishnah karachas kerem. So literally means a bald spot of a vineyard. If there is an area of the, let's say there's an area in the middle of the vineyard which is open and there are no vines there. And so Beishame Omrim, Esyun Va'arba Amos, let's say you have an open space of 24 Amos. So then in the middle of this quote-unquote bald spot, this area where there are no vines growing, you are allowed to plant seeds as long as they are a distance of 4 Amos from vines. So you have like a middle area that's 24 Amos wide. So I guess, from where there are vines and grapes that are being planted, so there you would have to distance 4 amos in each direction. So I guess you would have then, I guess, 16 amos in the middle. But Beis Hillel says they're more lenient, and they're saying sheish esri amos, even if they're only 16 amos of bald spot, as it were, in the middle. So therefore, you could leave 4 amos in either direction, and then you can plant seeds in the middle 8 amos. Umachol hakerem, and if the open area from the vines is by the side of the vineyard, i.e. between the vines and a fence, so Beishami Omrim, sheish esrei amos, so you can, there needs to be 16 amos of space between the vineyard and the fence, and then you would make a space of 4 amos, and you'd have 12 amos from the fence to plant your seeds. Rishilo says 12 amos. All you need is a space of 12 amos, and you leave a space of 4 amos of the 12, and then you have 8 amos to plant your seeds. The Gemara now explains Zohi karachas hakerem, what is considered a bald spot of the kerem, about which Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree. Kerem shecharav emtsoiso. It's a kerem that the middle was destroyed. Ein sham sheish esrei amos. If there aren't 16 amos, lo yavi zera lisham. You shouldn't bring seeds there. You're not allowed to plant there. Hayu sham sheish esrei amos. If there were 16 amos, no sino kedei avodaso. You can distance 4 amos from the roots of the vines in either direction. And now you have Vizorea Es Amosar, and then you can plant the 8 Amos in the middle. Okay, so this is, because this is the shear of this field, so that's Chashev by itself. So therefore you can plant in the middle. So in this case, we are measuring 6 Tefach Amos. Vizo Mechol HaKerem, and what's the Mechol HaKerem? Bein Kerem Legeder, between the vineyard and the fence. Ein Sham Shtem Esrei Amot, there aren't 12 Amos. So lo yavi zera lisham, you don't bring your seeds there. Hayu sham shtei mesrei ama nosin lo kedei avodas of zera ashar. But if you have 12 amos, so then you leave. You distance yourself from the vineyard 4 amos, and then you can plant the rest. So here again, we're using the more stringent 6 tefach amos. The Gemara is now going to ask, but wait a second. V'ho'ika retzufim ba'arba amos tilakula. But don't we find in Hilchos Kilayim the halacha of retzufim? Meaning what? Let's say you have a vineyard that the rows are planted so close together that there aren't even 4 amos between each row of the vineyard. In that case, that would emerge a leniency. And what's the case here? Didnan, kerem hanatua al pachos me'arba amos. Let's say you have a vineyard and the distance between the rows of the vines to the next one is less than 4 amos. Rav Shimon Omer, ain't no kerem. That's not called the kerem. That's not called the vineyard. Why? So since you don't have, you need apparently, again, I don't do this for a living. I don't even plant in my backyard. But people who plant, they know that you need space between the rows of crops. So if you don't have 4 amos of rows of space between each row, then Rabbi Shimon says that's not called the kerem, and you don't even have to distance seeds 4 amos from it, because I guess it doesn't have it's not really going to work. All you would have to distance yourself would be 6 tfachim, like the shear from an individual vine, and not from a kerem. It's only called a kerem if it actually can function as a kerem, if there is space between each row. The Chamomim, Kerem, Chom disagree, and they hold, no, it still is a Kerem, and you have to distance the seeds that you want to plant 4 amos. And Veroim, Esam, Tzom, Kilo, Enam. And why? Because we viewed the middle, rows of vines, that as if they do not exist, and therefore, they're saying it is considered a Kerem. Now, what do we see from here? We see that according to Rabbi Shimon, so if you hold that an amah is 6 tfachim, then you're going to end up with a leniency. So how can that be? So maybe the Rav Nachman holds like the Rabbanon, the amar have a kerem. So maybe they hold like Rabbanon, not like Rabbi Shimon. And he boy say ma la olam ki Rabbi Shimon rov amos kamar. And if you want, you can say like we've said before that really Rav Nachman is saying even his opinion even according to Rabbi Shimon, and that which he says that an amah of a kilayim is 6, we measure at 6 tfachim to be strict, that's in rov amos kavar, that's in most measurements of amah, because most measurements when it comes to kilayim, 6 tfachim is strict, but if 5 tfachim would be strict, like in this last case of retzufim, we would measure with the 5 tefach amah. Okay, and that is it for today.